Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
It is Burt's Big Adventure 2024. It is Monday morning. Man, do we got some stories to share with you guys today.
We were just sitting here talking about how fast this trip went by this year.
It really did, man.
I mean, it always goes by fast, but I felt like we were at warp speed for 2024.
It was super fast.
I feel kind of the same way. Did you feel the same way?
Absolutely. It felt like every day, at the end of the day, I was like, today just flew by. Time flies when you're having fun.
Right.
And we will certainly focus on all of our families. And right off the bat, I want to thank you guys for your donations all year long and your gifts all year long. I accidentally got a little ambitious with some of your donation money shopping on Saturday.
Yeah. You beat me, shopping queen.
My bad. Well, it was almost like I got challenged. I was with Journey, who has two teen sisters also. And Journey must be, what, five?
She's five
years old, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the very... did we lose Mike?
No.
Did you guys hear me?
We're still here.
No,
you're
here.
I can't hear anything in mine. So it's the first time I've ever been on a trip before and said to anybody on the trip, a girl specifically, like, okay, you guys want to go shopping? And she turns to me and she goes, no, thanks.
And I'm like, what?
And I said, no, shopping.
I don't think you heard me.
Shopping. Like, we go into the store and then I buy things for you and your sister. So we'll just go here on the way out. And she's like, no, we're good. And I took that as a challenge. But I will tell you what, as soon as she got in that store, her whole attitude changed.
Well, yeah, once you see those giant souvenir stores and everything that's possible, your attitude's going to change.
So all of a sudden, she was very enthusiastic about that. She was like going from shelf to shelf with just her hands stiff, taking everything from the shelf. And I said, let's do it. Buy whatever you want, you guys. So quickly, if you had a word or two to describe Burt's Big Adventure 2024 for you guys, what would it be?
Mine would be selfless. It started with Chance, one of our BBA kids this year, just of how selfless he was about being considerate and being concerned about everyone but himself. And I was so inspired by it. And it kind of became a theme of the trip for me, with a lot of the BBA kids always worried about the other BBA kids and everybody just always giving their all. And no one seemed to be worried about themselves. It was all about everyone that was around them and making sure everybody around you was great. And it was a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, we say this to you guys quite a bit, that when you have a special needs child in the house, it really does sort of take a village, right? So not only are the brothers and the sisters helping out, but I also think the Burt's Big Adventure child itself somehow, some way becomes almost a nurturer in a lot of cases. And I think we saw that.
It was a lot of that this year. And I mean, it's inspiring when you see that, because you have every right to be concerned with yourself and still worried about everyone around them. And I was like, wow, that is truly amazing to see.
My word this year is supportive. So I feel like the families amongst themselves have just been so supportive of each other. So Eliora's dad was the one that started the group text with all the parents. So all the parents already had their group text. Kids, this group gelled so well. Kids were going off with other families. Mm-hmm. So many times they'd be like, who's got KK? Who's got Grayson? Who's got trying to figure out where kids were. I feel like the siblings were super supportive of their individual Burt's Big Adventure kiddos. The families already started a group Facebook page for them to share information with each other. And I felt the staff. I mean, the staff is always supportive, but like, I know Ashley and I got to work together the first day with Griffin's family, and everybody was just really supportive of each other. Yeah. And it was really beautiful to see.
Yeah, we're going to bring Ashley on here in just a couple of seconds. She's a board member for Burt's Big Adventure, our board member. She's the treasurer. And this was her first trip, and she'll give us some pretty interesting feedback also. But as she and I were talking the other day, we were talking about the trip and what makes it so special. And the word that now I understand, because it's very difficult to try to explain to you guys the feeling on this trip. And we keep using the word connecting, which is certainly true. But I think at the end of the day, this trip specifically, and Burt's Big Adventure, sort of globally, is about intimacy. This is an intimate trip, and I think, You said it. Like, these families are all starting to hang out with each other so much. And with this group, it happened almost immediately. Like, they started hanging out with each other, and it's almost like they knew that that was part of the mission. There are some years where it just takes more hours or more days to gel together. This one was intimate right from the start.
Yeah, it's just, it's a testament to the community that Burt's Big Adventure has built and the staff has built. And these families just, they bonded out the gate, and it was so cool to see and to witness.
How about you, Abby?
So since this was my first year, I feel like my theme kind of encompasses the whole experience of Burt's Big Adventure. And it's been a theme that I've been kind of focusing on in a lot of different areas in life. And it sounds random, so I'll explain. But to me, this whole experience is summer camp to a T. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when you're a kid, you can sign up for summer camp and you have a week where you know that you are going to camp and you're going to have specific summer camp experiences. But there's things in life that you sign up for that you don't realize are going to feel like a summer camp experience, where you have the highs of having a lot of really joyful moments and a lot of, not emotional lows, but a lot of emotional lows in terms of connections, where you get to bond with people that you would have never met before if you hadn't been in this environment. And you know, you're having campfire chats, and maybe it's not a campfire that you're surrounded. Maybe it's a coffee table or a ride line that you're waiting in. And so for me, Burt's Big Adventure really feels like one of those summer camp experiences that you're not expecting it to be that way until you actually get there.
I got to give Abby a lot of credit, man, for somebody that said, I don't know how to talk to small kids. You sure know how to talk to small kids. You either stepped up or found a gear that you didn't know you had, because I thought you were great with them.
You were fun Auntie Abby the entire trip.
I was fun and weird Auntie Abby. And I learned a very powerful lesson about talking to kids, is you don't choose the kids, you let the kids choose you.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how you can find the best kids to be able to connect with, because the first day that we were here, I was a little overwhelmed. I was like, oh, all the kids are here. I'm not caught up on Bluey. I don't know the latest, you know, Pixar movie that's out. What am I going to talk about? And, you know, one of the first kids that came up and talked to me and Mo was Grayson. And yep. From the get-go, you know, we started chatting with him and then started connecting with his younger sisters. And the next thing I know, I was covered in drool and singing, let it go, let it go.
Kids climbing on you the entire time.
You really did. It's because we're little. Like, Mo looks very intimidating. They can't climb up Mo, but Abby and I, both about 5 foot.
Yeah.
Together.
You both are an accessible jungle gym.
Absolutely. We really are.
Absolutely.
I think you raised some really, really, really great points. And this trip, you could just really feel like coming up, not only the staff members coming out of their shells, but maybe learning some things about themselves, like Abby did also. I told her yesterday, I'm like, you got to write a different story about yourself, because if you would have just set this entire trip up in front of somebody and said, okay, which one is the most uncomfortable in front of small kids, you would have been last on that list, man.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad that I was faking it well, because I was the first couple of days, I was like, I think this is going well. I think, you know, the kids are climbing on me, so I must seem unthreatening, but yeah. I definitely eased into it after day three.
I hate to break it to you, like, you're not a threatening person.
No, really,
I'm not.
Well, at the 9 o'clock hour sometimes.
That's true. It's a different animal.
It's a real symbol of time. Like, you're worried about entertaining kids sometimes, even as parents.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, all they want is to talk to you and have time. And that's what you were doing.
Yeah, all you have to do, I learned a powerful lesson from Kristen, just describe what they're wearing. Like, when in doubt, just be like, oh, you have the prettiest shoes. Where did you get those shoes? Are those your favorite shoes? See, I'm going into weird Aunt Abby mode.
There
she is.
Ashley is on our Burt's Big Adventure board. She is the treasurer. That's why when I said I spent a lot of money on Saturday, I was nervous because I had the treasurer in front of me. And it's the first time that she's been on this trip. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
All right. So you've been helping us for years now, but this is the first time you've actually experienced it yourself on the trip in Orlando. What do you got?
I think you said it well. It is really easy to talk about Burt's Big Adventure, but it's really hard to explain. The feeling you can't put into words, and y'all already got me teary this morning just thinking about it. That would be my word of the moment, is teary.
Ashley didn't even wait till today or tomorrow to, like, release the emotional demon. She's like, I've already cried.
It came out strong on Saturday, for sure.
Was there a moment that you had initially that sort of touched you, and then was there another instance sometime over the weekend where you just felt kind of overwhelmed?
There was. So on Saturday, I was lucky enough. So Camila, to be with Camila's family, and her mom, Louisa, is a single mom. So I already had a little soft spot for her and had been talking with her and spending a lot of time over the first couple of evenings.
And her hands are full with those three kids.
She has three young kids, and then you throw an illness on top of it. And so when we walked into Animal Kingdom, immediately I could tell she was taken with the beauty. She was in awe of everything. So were the girls. And so I knew we had to get on that Avatar ride that I knew she was going to love. So we headed over there quickly, got on that ride. And for those of you that haven't ridden it before, it's a 4D ride, and it acts as if you're flying on one of the animals from the movie. And we got on there, and I looked to the right. The screen opened up. Beautiful scene with waterfalls, and the girls were both all smiles, and her mother, Louisa, just had this look of awe on her face, and instead of holding onto the handlebars, her arms were stretched out to the side as if she was flying, and I just felt that sense of joy for her and peace for her, and that is the moment that you have to really feel to understand the impact. Mm-hmm. And that's when the tears began, my friends.
Yeah, when Ashley was describing it, because, I mean, this is a mom who is on 24/7. I mean, she's got a toddler she's carrying around with her, and then two young kids and a child that has an illness. And when Ashley was describing it to me last night, like just her outreaching her arms and just feeling the weightlessness of being on that ride and that freedom, I'm sure for a single mom going through what she's going through, just had to have felt like such a beautiful release for her.
Mm-hmm. It was the freedom of that feeling, feeling of freedom and peace. I just saw it on her face.
Yeah.
And then it was really cool because we went on it a second time and we asked and they let her film the entire thing so she could share it with her family.
So awesome. That's really cool. The first one for me was I started like uncontrolled. I had to remove myself from Bippity Boppity Boutique, man.
You did?
Yeah, I was feeling it this year. Lainey, who I don't know if she's in here or not, and I am not exactly sure. I'm not going to get too much into it, but when you look at Lainey, she wears a helmet, and her face, you can tell that she's gone through some medical stuff, right? So we set up our princesses at Bippity Boppity Boutique to pick their dresses, and we put makeup on them, and they get their hair done, and they just feel, and they look so pretty, right? And Lainey is the first Burt's Big Adventure child I've seen in 20 years that didn't want to turn around and look at herself.
Oh.
And it was heartbreaking for me. It was really heartbreaking for me. And she was really sheepish about turning around and seeing what she looked like. But then, and that's when I started to break down. Nobody should feel that way. Nobody should feel that way. And I'm not exactly sure how old she is, maybe 6, maybe 7 years old. But seeing a 7-year-old that has just spent 30 to 45 minutes getting all dressed up and feeling really pretty to turn around and not be able to look at yourself in the mirror was heartbreaking to me. But the positive part of that story is for the rest of the weekend, she was all smiles, man, all smiles. And anytime I saw her without that helmet on or I saw her smiling, I got choked up every single time, every time. So you're not alone. You're not alone there.
Keep the tears coming at 6:15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just started, man. Abby, I know this was your first trip also. You have that in common here with Ashley. So some quick observations on your first trip.
Oh, my gosh. I think just the emotional roller coaster of the whole thing, and not in a bad way. I think emotional roller coaster sounds like, oh, gosh, like, am I going to get off this at all? But the first day, I mean, it's so impactful seeing what the families are going through and then to have, you know, the stories of what they're going through and then seeing the high of them getting their gift at the end of it and just seeing all their smiling faces throughout the entire trip. It's a lot to take in and I'm still processing it all, but it's definitely a week I'm never going to forget.
For sure.
Oh, it changes your attitude for the rest of the year. There's no doubt about it. The perspective you're able to get, the amount of gratitude you come away with, and I say it all the time, these families do just as much for us that we could ever do for them and through your donations. I really want to encourage you to go to birdsbigadventure.org. Our photographers every year just get the most beautiful, beautiful pictures of our kids. So you can see where every dollar went that you donated. And it's all on the smiles of the kids, riding the roller coasters, eating the Mickey Mouse shaped ice cream, you know, playing with the bubble wands. Oh, we got a lot of bubbles this year.
I tried being funny guy again and swallowing some of those chemical bubbles that come out of bubbles. That was stupid.
That didn't look like a good idea at all.
I was coughing for 3.5 hours after that.
Dead
That was really, really stupid. Anything for the laugh. Kristen's right, man. If you are giving any cash at all, or you have donated, or you're thinking about it, there is no better place to go, because you guys earn those smiles that you'll see on the website today. So go check them out, birchbigadventure.org.
The Burt Show.